The popular topic this week will be no doubt the mitzvah of Haka. The Parsha contains a mitzvah that occurs just once every Shemitah. And if we're zocha to have the Beis HaMikdash, this will be the year to fulfill it. The Pasuk describes that every Sukkos that follows the conclusion of Shemitah, meaning this coming year, Sukkos. We just finished Shemitah on Sunday, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So this coming Sukkos, there's a unique mitzvah called Haka. It takes place on the first day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos. And the Mishnah describes how a large wooden bima will be constructed upon which the melech will stand and read from the various portions of the Sefer Devarim to an audience that includes the entire nation, men, women, and children. Now, there are many explanations offered how to understand this rare mitzvah and what its connection to Sukkot and Shemitah is. Allow me to share with you the insight of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes draws a parallel between the mitzvah of Hakel and Kabbal Satorah, both of which the word Hakel is used. It says by Kabbal Satorah, Hakel li es ha'am vashmeim es divarai, gather for me the nation so I can speak my words, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says in this week's parasha, Hakel es ha'am, gather the nation, so that the king could read the words. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, where he discusses the mitzvah of Hakel, also draws this parallel. He explains that all those present at the mitzvah of Hakel must try to internalize, relive, and re-experience the feelings of fear and trepidation that were felt at Har Sinai. Hakel is somehow a reenactment of Kabbal Satorah, says the Rambam. The mitzvah of Hakel is intended to enable us to reattach ourselves to our roots, to our source, to the creation of our nation, to Kabbal Satorah. This is the very same idea of Shemitah. The farmers are forbidden to work the land. The land is declared Hefker. Everybody, wealthy and poor, could enjoy the fruits of the land and nobody could stop them. You can't work the land. You can't own the land. It's a year when we detach ourselves from the world of the physical, from the land, from the arts. And we reacquaint ourselves to the world of the Torah, the Ruchnis. This is what is alluded to in the famous Rashi, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Shemitah is very much connected to Har Sinai. It's the opportunity to latch on to our roots of Kabbal Satorah. It is therefore quite appropriate that Hakel follows the year of Shemitah. Shemitah is the detachment from the Gashmias. Hakel is the reattachment to Kabbal Satorah. After a year of severing our ties from Gashmias, we are now prepared to come together as a nation to feel the greatness of the entire people as one. An experience that was first occurred at Har Sinai. And Sukkot is the perfect time because Sukkot is also a celebration of the nation as a whole. It's a unit. The Arba Minim symbolize the different types of Jews all coming together by Aguda Achas. Shemitah, Hakel, and Sukkot share the common denominator of one united nation. Shemitah, nobody owns the land. We're all together. We're all disconnected from the land. Sukkot, we all come together, the Dal Minim, Baguda Achas, and the mitzvah of Hakel, we all come together in the Makom HaMikdash. The practice is to read Koheles on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos. And the Sfas Emes says that the Shlomo HaMelech wrote Koheles with the mitzvah of Hakel in mind. Shlomo HaMelech knew that there would be a time when there would no longer be a Beis HaMikdash, and there would no longer be the mitzvah of Hakel. And as a result, Shlomo HaMelech decided to write Koheles to be read on Sukkos as a remembrance of the mitzvah of Hakel, the mitzvah of gathering and unity. He therefore called it Koheles after the mitzvah of Hakel. So Koheles is read on Sukkos to remember Hakel, which reminds us of the Hakel of Kabbal Satorah. It's a celebration of the Achdus, the Aguda Achas of Am Yisrael, detaching from the world of Gashmi and reattaching to the world of Ruchni, Be'ish Echad, Kish Echad, B'Lev Echad. The Beis Avram of Slonim has a beautiful idea. There are three ways to become Tahor. A mikvah, the gathering of Klal Yisrael Vayakel, and Hashem. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest form of purity. And below that is Hakel Sa'am, Vayakel Sa'am, to gather the nation together. In fact, he writes that the gematria of Vayakel is 151, which is the same exact gematria as mikvah, which highlights the connection between the two, that both of them provide Tara, both Vayakel and mikvah. He adds a beautiful thought. In order for the Tara to take effect through Hakel, one must have the gathering in a similar way to entering into a mikvah. In other words, just like one must go beneath the water in the mikvah to be effective, so too one must lower himself as part of Vayakel, as part of the nation. A person must realize and feel that every person in the nation is greater than he is. The mindset must be one of great humility and modesty. Everybody has a unique role, a unique quality, but to accomplish the ultimate goal, everyone plays a part, a significant one. We are here on earth to fulfill our mission, but also to ensure that enable others to carry out theirs. The gathering of the nation, the mitzvah of Hakel, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, the keeping of Shemitah, and the reading of Koheles all relay the message that through Achdus, we can purify ourselves and reconnect our roots to the Ribono Shel Olam. May we be zocheh to have the arrival of Mashiach in the coming of days, and be zocheh to fulfill the mitzvah of Hakel this coming Sukkos, 5-7, Tavshin Pei, Pei, Gimel.